Good afternoon and welcome to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Today is Monday, February 1st, 2022. The time is 1:35. I'm Senator Mia Costello, and with me this afternoon is Senate President Michicki. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Also, we're joined by Senator Reback. Thank you for being here.
Good morning.
And Senator Gray Jackson, thank you for being here.
Good afternoon.
Yes,
afternoon.
I know.
Good afternoon.
We're a little behind. No. And Senator Stevens is in another meeting, and so he will not be joining us today. I'd also like to thank our recording secretary, Carrie. Thank you, Carrie. And our LIO operator, Lydia. Thank you, Lydia, for being here. Today we have one item on the agenda. It's Senate Bill 201. It's a Senate Labor and Commerce Committee bill. This is a bill that deals with the use of internet for charitable gaming. This is an issue that we've seen with the emergency declaration that we passed following the COVID pandemic, and today we will be hearing from several individuals calling in to testify, and my aide, Melody Wilterdink, will be presenting the bill to us. So welcome, Melody, and thank you for sharing the bill with us.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I will go ahead and start with the sponsor statement if you're ready. Excellent. For the record, this is Melody Wilterdink, staff to Senator Costello, and this is the sponsor statement for Senate Bill 201, which is an act relating to charitable gaming, online ticket sales and activities, and providing for an effective date. Charities in Alaska have long utilized raffles and classics as a way to fundraise for important causes, but a huge hindrance to these fundraising efforts is the requirement to sell raffle tickets and draw winners in person. In a state as vast as ours, this has limited the ability of charities to receive support from all corners of Alaska, whether that charity is located in a population center or in a remote community. Senate Bill 201 would modernize Alaska's gaming statutes to allow raffle tickets to be sold online and for winning tickets to be drawn online. Instead of needing to participate in person, an individual from Hyder could buy a raffle ticket to support a charity hundreds of miles away in Nome and vice versa. Modernizing charitable gaming by allowing online ticket sales for raffles and classics will give nonprofit organizations across Alaska an opportunity to increase their fundraising and expand their charitable efforts in our communities. And I'm happy to go through the sectional analysis as well.
If you would, please. Thanks, Melody.
Of course. Again, for the record, this is Melody Wilterdink. So the first section, which starts on page one, and this is for version A, this amends Alaska Statute 0515060A by adding subsection 11, which you'll actually find on page 2 toward the bottom. And that directs the Department of Revenue to adopt regulations that will establish standards for online ticket sales to ensure compliance with our current charitable gaming laws. And that includes age and location verification. And then the next section, section 2, starts on page 3 at the top of the page there. And this adds three new subsections to Alaska Statute 0515640. The first is subsection D, and that authorizes permittees, operators, and holders of a multiple beneficiary permit to use the internet to conduct charitable gaming activities for raffles, lotteries, dog mushers contests, derbies, and many types of classics, as defined in Statute 0515690. And I would be happy to go over some examples of what those classics or derbies are. And it also, that section authorizes permittees to draw winning tickets online as well. And the following new subsection is E, and that requires the purchasers of tickets to certify that they are of legal purchasing age and not physically present in an area that prohibits charitable gaming at the time of the ticket sale. So this actually does not matter for raffles. Raffles don't have a legal purchasing age, but some classics do. And then subsection F requires permittees, operators, and holders of multiple beneficiary permits to conduct all charitable gaming activities within the state of Alaska. So that means the point of sale where they are would be here in Alaska, and then they would also determine the winners in Alaska. And then the final section is section 3 on page 3, that last line there, and it provides for an immediate effective date. And that completes the sectional analysis. But as I mentioned, I'm happy to go through some of those definitions from section two about what classics are in contests and derbies.
Melody, if you could please go through some examples, and also just so that the public knows and those who are online, is this doing something new or is this extending an activity that's already happening?
To the chair, for the record, this is Melody Wilterdink. This is extending a provision that was part of last year's disaster declaration, which allowed charities in Alaska to sell their raffle tickets online. So this is already occurring. Senate Bill 201 would make that permanent.
Thank you. And if you could go through some examples for us.
I would be happy to. One example of a derby is the Big Bull Moose Derby, and that is a contest in which prizes are awarded based on the size or spread of moose antlers. A cabbage classic, there are many classics, but specifically a cabbage classic is a game of chance where prize money is awarded for the closest guess of the weight of the winning cabbage at the giant cabbage weigh-off at the Alaska State Fair. A canned salmon classic is a game of chance where prize money is awarded to the closest guess of the total number of cases of canned salmon that will be packed at the Petersburg Salmon Canneries during a certain period of time. Similarly, a crane classic is a game of chance in which prize money is awarded for the closest guess of the time of arrival of the first sandhill crane to a particular place. So this is the typical set. Most classics are very specifically defined through here. So another one, a fish derby, is a contest in which prizes are awarded for catching fish. A goose classic is like the cranes classic, but specifically for the arrival of the first goose in spring to Creamer's Field in Fairbanks or to the Kenai River Flats near Kenai. And that must be run either by the Fairbanks Montessori Association or the Friends of Creamer's Field or the Kenai Chamber of Commerce. And throughout, there's several definitions here, but basically they're all games of chance where somebody makes a bet and prize money is awarded.
Well, thank you very much, Melody. Are there any questions of Melody before we go to public testimony or any other actions by the committee? Seeing none, I will go ahead and we actually first have some invited testimony. And first, I would like to invite Kevin Kehoe, who's the president of the Alaska Wild Sheep Foundation. Kevin, if you could state your name and affiliation for the record and provide your testimony on Senate Bill 201.
Yes, Senator. For the record, my name is Kevin Kehoe. I'm a resident of Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm the current president of the Alaska Wild Sheep Foundation. I'm testifying today in complete support of SB 201. As has already been discussed, it's a continuation of the rules that we're currently operating under, and they have been functioning in a very positive way for us, and I know other of our conservation organizations here in the state of Alaska. We're a 501c3 organization with approximately 700 members and about 2,500 followers on Facebook. Last year, we did about $1.2 million gross revenue. And of that revenue, almost 300,000 of it came from online raffles that we conduct where we give various prize packages, either hunts or gear packages, etc. And of that probably of that 300,000, about 85% of it actually came from outside the state of Alaska. So these rules allow us basically to do what has occurred to Alaska for years, and that is we're able to, people have continually sought our participation in their raffles outside Alaska, and now it allows us basically to reach out and get more participation from outside Alaska and use basically OPM, other people's money, to help pay for conservation, in our case, conservation here in the state of Alaska. I think it's also important to note that many of the wording of the law or the current bill takes into consideration how to avoid many of the pitfalls. The legal analyst helped us and others basically review what the current rules were nationwide, take advantages of best practices from other locations, and then avoid some of the pitfalls that happen for these raffles when they're conducted, in our case, raffles conducted online. So the wording has already been built into the bill, and again, we've been functioning under it for about a year. I think it's also probably important to note that there's a lot of other spin-off advantages to this kind of operation. First of all, we've already mentioned that it gives us access to a much broader audience, and it also in within the state of Alaska alone allows us to tie in people that don't normally get to participate. You know, when you think about it, in our particular case, we have one foot in the entertainment industry and the fact that people enjoy these raffles and what we're doing. And the other foot, of course, is in conservation for us, that we take the money that we raise and we do it. So on the entertainment side of it allows us basically to allow other peoples that wouldn't normally be able to participate to have a good time and take advantage. Tremendously increasing the efficiency of our operations. In the past, we've been required to recruit numerous volunteers, which is always a challenging operation, and to use those volunteers to sell tickets, usually face-to-face or at various venues in our given locations. Now we can use the internet to reach out and basically increase our efficiency in our sales. It also allows us to adapt to changing norms in the fact that there's a lot of people that would prefer to purchase tickets and participate online as opposed to a face-to-face venue. The security of financial transactions is important to us. We're dealing with almost exclusively with credit cards nowadays, and so being able to use various programs that keep those transactions secure and protect not only our organization, but of course the users, is another important part of it. It also speeds up reporting for any business that does it, and of course allows us to be quicker in the compliance. So better tracking of sales data is part of that. And we're all along the way, we're continuously marketing Alaska, of course. A lot of the things we offer are Alaska unique items. And, you know, someone calls to ask a question and it's hard to get them off the phone because they want to talk about coming to Alaska and how they've always dreamed of it. So as we do this, we're continually reaching out and marketing our state for people that will actually come here at some point and visit. So in conclusion, we strongly support this particular bill. We appreciate the support that we've already received from the folks in the room. And I would probably sum it up by saying, I know you all support the development of small businesses. There'd be no reason in the world why you would ever support small businesses and not allow them to leverage the internet to increase their business. Anyway, I appreciate the opportunity to testify today.
Kevin, thank you very much for that comprehensive testimony. I think you made a great case for the legislation, and I appreciate you taking time today to appear before the committee. Thank you. Next, and it's my pleasure to introduce to the committee Don Winchester, who's the president of the Diamond Alumni Foundation. Don, if you could state your name for the record and provide your testimony.
Sure. Thank you, Senator. My name is Don Winchester. I'm president of the Diamond Alumni Association. Thank you for letting me testify today, saying we are in full support of this. I'll just share quickly background at Diamond Alumni. We formed to help support the high school. And so we've been in existence for the last 30 some years. And one of the things that we do is all of the booster clubs, sports booster clubs, all of the activity clubs fall under our umbrella, and we help them manage their funds, manage what they need to do to raise money, whether it's for equipment or whatever their desire is. So we have probably 35 clubs under our teams and clubs under ours. That would also include student government, the Ocean Club, the Theater Club, and that. So Raffle has always been an integral part of our fundraising. And of course, this under the pandemic, we got into a quandary because life does go on. But in our world, the Anchorage School District put out that the youth, the kids and that could not go door to door. They couldn't go sell raffle tickets at the little setup stations at the grocery stores and what have you. So what you did was really a godsend to help us because again, the money, and really when the kids go out and raise the money, 95% of it goes back to their cause. The school district doesn't give an awful lot for the teams and that, nowhere near what it costs to cover for their all their other things that they need. So the way with what you've done, and the previous person testified, times are changing, and you know the younger, I'm sorry, I'm a little older, but the younger people and that, they're more comfortable with the internet, and you know this is the future. And you know, we were a little bit slow adapting to it because, you know, change is always a little bit tough. And when you're not knowing, I called the Department of Revenue and they helped me out big time. And I just tell you that we see this as a very integral part for us to be able to raise the fees and the things that are needed to make it so these young people can participate. And to be clear, even though it's Diamond alumni, you know, we have 60 elementary schools in Anchorage, and we've helped way over half of them. Rogers Park has a grand piano, and the other high schools we help. So I'm not just talking about Diamond. The impact of what you're doing is huge. I do believe it's the future, and I think that we fully support this. I thank you for doing this. And if I've missed anything or if there's any questions, I'm happy to answer that.
Any questions for Don? Don, I just want to say thank you for testifying today, and also thank you for everything you've done for youth sports in Alaska and Anchorage. I mean, it's really a phenomenal, the commitment you've had to making sure that every young person can participate no matter what their sport, and we really owe you a debt of gratitude.
Well, thank you, Senator. And to that point, if I may, it's that this, by being able for these kids to do that, there's no reason for anybody not to have to play at any level because of these raffles. We use them to help raise the fees and whatever. So It is awesome. So thank you for this, and please, we support it, and whatever we need to do to help make it pass, we're in.
Senator Reback?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to echo what you said, Don and Kevin. Thank you both for all that you do in your communities. Just wanted to echo, too, because I don't know how long they're going to be on the line for. So I think it was watching kind of how this policy, in effect, worked out. Kevin had a lot of really great things to say. We're seeing more revenues from out of state come in to not only support our nonprofits, but also the department in the case of Fish and Game. And so, again, thank you for all you folks do and full support of this, Madam Chair. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Reback.
And Senator Costello, through the chair, thank you, Senator Reback. And I think also as we get more comfortable with this and learn, we'll get better at using it also, and it will expand more.
Thank you. Next, John Sturgeon, if you would like to state your name and share your testimony for the committee. I mean, you're not unfamiliar to us here, but still, if you could provide your name and your testimony.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chair and committee members. For the record, my name is John Sturgeon, and today I'm representing Safari Club, Alaska Chapter, and we strongly support Senate Bill 201. The Safari Club's mission is mainly to protect and enhance hunting opportunities for Alaska's hunting community. We also sponsor many other outdoor activities such as wounded warrior hunts and other veterans programs, youth camping and shooting programs, wildlife conservation projects. We also donate directly to Alaska Park and the Fish and Game for their programs, give out college scholarships, and generally try to support outdoor education programs. Since we are a nonprofit, we must raise all our funds through banquets and raffles. Raffles are a huge part of our fundraising efforts. This year, we're raffling off a governor's tag combined with a guided hunt. That hunt drawing will be held next Saturday. We'll exceed $500,000 in ticket sales to that one raffle. After expenses, we split the proceeds with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. They get 70% and 30% goes to Safari Club. All the money is spent on wildlife programs, and approximately in this particular raffle, 54% of our sales were from non-residents. By the way, those funds that Fish and Game get are matched with Pittman Robinson dollars. It increases them by three times. In other words, if they get $1 million from like the Wild Sheep Foundation or Safari Club, that means $4 million Alaska Department of Fish and Game can spend on wildlife management programs. In closing, thank you for the opportunity to testify. And once again, the Alaska Safari Club strongly supports the Charitable Gaming Act, SB 201. And thanks again for being able to testify.
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate you made time today to testify on the bill. Next, David Lambert, who's calling in from Fairbanks. David, if you could state your name for the record and provide your testimony.
Yeah, this is Dave Lambert from Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm a charitable gaming operator, and it's been very beneficial since we've been able to do the online sales. I would like to thank the committee for introducing this bill and how important it is that it passes. I'd like to thank you for being so responsive to some of the proposals I made, but right now it's important to pass it rather than add any amendments that might delay it. So I appreciate everything that you guys have done. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I'm going to take a brief at ease. Welcome back to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. I'm going to go ahead and open public testimony. Next, we have Michelle DeWitt calling in from Bethel. Michelle, if you could state your name for the record and also your provide your testimony.
Yes, my name is Michelle DeWitt, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, last name D-E, capital W-I-T-T. I'm the Executive Director of Bethel Community Services Foundation. And I'm calling from Bethel, where our organization is located. I would also like to add my support for Senate Bill 201. Our organization operates the Kuskokwim Ice Classic, which is an ice classic very similar to the larger and more well-known Manana Ice Classic. The ability to move the ice classic online last year presented huge opportunities for our content. The data management portion and the risk for human error is completely alleviated by harnessing technologies to manage that for us. So in terms of, you know, people are guessing when the river is going to break, having that automated through spreadsheets was a significant benefit. It also allows us to expand our reach substantially. As you can imagine, having tickets throughout the region or throughout the state that we then have to retrieve and organize causes some real logistical challenges. Being able to expand reach through the internet allows us to expand that presence, expand our fundraising, and allows a small community like ours, or about 6,000 people, to have a much larger fundraising platform for the contest. The net proceeds for our contest go to local nonprofit groups, primarily youth groups, but also groups like Animal Rescue. So the
opportunity to engage people from beyond our region is really substantial. I offer my strong support for this bill. I hope it is passed, and I appreciate those who put the bill together. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Michelle. I really appreciate you making time today and calling in to testify on the bill. Is there anyone else online or here in Juneau who wishes to provide public testimony on Senate Bill 201, a committee bill dealing with charitable gaming online? Okay, seeing none, public testimony is closed. We'll take a brief at ease. Senate Labor and Commerce Committee is called back to order. Senator Michiki.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm looking at the fiscal note. Frankly, I'm really pure in the fiscal notes that go to other committees and to finance and things like that. This bill should be a zero fiscal note, and I'll tell you why. We know the amount of net proceeds and permit fees from all charitable gaming activities to state revenue is around $500,000 a year, but this is indeterminate because they don't know if there's going to be some tiny little adjustment. And I think there needs to be a bottom line on what qualifies for indeterminate. And I think this goes beyond it. I would suggest that in this particular case, that this is a zero fiscal note. And I move that we eliminate the indeterminate in this case. And I, Madam Chair, you've known me for a long time. I've never done that in the past. But if you read the background on this analysis, it says that essentially the proposed regulation, the proposed legislation results in no change for a tax management system. The department can implement this bill with existing resources. And expects the very minor potential change. It just seems like fiscal note amounts should begin at some number, right? I mean, we spend more committee time on dealing with some of these that there's probably a higher cost to the committee time than there is for the difference in the fiscal amount. So in this particular case, I would recommend turning that into a zero fiscal note.
Madam Chair, if I could just object just for the purposes of discussion very quickly, I would add too that the last legislative session we passed an amendment which passed by unanimous consent on the Senate floor. So this is already in practice as well. So that would be a question that I have about the fiscal note is that this is already in practice. I couldn't agree more with everything that the president had to say. With that, I'll remove my objection.
Thank you. Is there any further objection to zeroing out the fiscal note? Okay, seeing none, the motion to zero out the fiscal note passes. Senator Reback?
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you. I move Senate Bill number 201, version alpha, also referred to as 32-Lima-Sierra-1509/alpha, as amended, be advanced from the committee with individual recommendations in the attached fiscal note.
Is there any objection to moving Senate Bill 201 out of committee with individual recommendations? Okay, seeing none, Senate Bill 201 moves from committee. This concludes this afternoon's meeting. Our next meeting will be Wednesday, February 23rd at 1:30. The committee will hear Senate Bill 179 related to renewable portfolio standards for utilities and Senate Bill 132, controlled substance database exempting veterinarians by Senator Holland. So with that, at 2:05, the committee is adjourned.